CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS for Sunday the 31st of July 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Commonwealth Games station on the air. Listen out for YOTA summer camp stations. Radcom basics available to RSGB members. The RSGB is excited to be supporting the Commonwealth Games with special events station GB22HQ. This is being activated from the Birmingham Smithfield site, where the beach volleyball 3x3 basketball and wheelchair basketball will take place. It's also the starting point for the marathon. GB22HQ will run for the duration of the games until the 8th of August. There are two stations using wire aerials for 40 metres and 30, plus a Yagi for the five bands from 20 metres to 10. During the first day of operation, the station was on the 10 to 40 metre bands and pile-ups were evident. The operators say 40 metres SSB during the daytime is probably the best place to look for them. For more, have a look at the RSGB website. As part of the Youngsters on the Air 2022 summer camp from the 6th to the 13th of August, seven call signs will be heard. NA22 YOTA will operate from the campsite in Croatia for the full duration. NA1 YOTA will join remotely on the 8th alongside 9A2 YOTA on EU136. 9A3 YOTA will be on there from the 10th together with 9A4 YOTA. 9A5 YOTA will be on the air on the 12th. 9A100 QO will work from the QO100 satellite from all locations. The latest edition of Radcom Basics for July 22 is now available. There are more topics to help newcomers and those looking to brush up. You can read articles on setting up a station on a tight budget, understanding the propagation predictions in Radcom and Inter-G working, amongst other topics. To help find topics covered in previous editions, the index of Radcom Basic articles has been updated. To read this edition, go to rsgb.org/radcom-basics and log in with your RSGB membership services details. The RSGB is pleased to announce the co-option of Carl Bridge, M0KHB, as regional representative for Region 3, which is the Northwest, until the 2023 AGM. Also, vacancies currently exist for two district representatives within the Region 3 team, one to cover the Greater Manchester District and another to represent the Merseyside District. These are worthwhile and rewarding opportunities to assess the RSGB in spearheading the hobby of amateur radio in Region 3. Please contact Coldbridge M0KHB for further information by email to rr3@rsgb.org.uk. A date for your diary now. Churches and Chapels on the Air will take place this year on Saturday the 10th of September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you plan to put a station on the air from your local church or chapel, please inform John, G3XYF, by email to jhwresdell@gmail.com. That's I can't quite see how that spells out. I'll spell it again. jhwresdell@gmail.com. He'll then add your station to the list on the Wackerel website. Genesis Radio Group currently operates around North Manchester and the North West. It was founded in May 2022. The group wanted a more relaxed approach to talk about and operate radios without the constraints of the traditional club. They meet on Wednesday evenings from 7 p.m. on the air. The last Wednesday of the month is put aside for cafe stroke pub meet, the location of which rotates in order that as many members as possible can have a chance to turn up. For more information, please visit Genesis Radio Group, all one word, .org.uk. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event notes as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom, on GB2RS and online. Today, the 31st of July, the Wiltshire Radio and Car Boot Sale will be at Kington Langley Village Hall and Playing Field, Kington Langley, at Wiltshire, SN155NJ. Doors open 9 a.m. and admission is free. Hot and cold refreshments available. Next Sunday, the 7th of August, the 2022 BATC convention for amateur TV will take place at Midland Air Museum, Rowley Road, Coventry, CV34FR. It'll be a meet-up, show-and-tell, test-and-fix-it, bring-and-buy event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be full test facilities available for equipment. Also next Sunday, the 7th, King's Lynn ARC 32nd Great Eastern Radio Rally will be held at Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, Norfolk, PE34EL. Doors open 9 a.m, admission £2.50, free parking. There'll be a trade stand and a bring and buy. For more information, go to klarc.org.uk. Special event news on the 1st of August, or the 1st of August, is Yorkshire Day. Members of Denby Dale ARS will be on the air with special event call sign containing the letter YD to celebrate. It is the 78th anniversary of Operation Buick, when special forces parachuted into France. TM44 Para, P-A-R-A, will be on the air today and Monday the 1st, mainly using 7 megs bands. See qrz.com for more information. Saturday the 6th of August will mark the 4th anniversary of the founding of the Pennsylvania Society of Latin American Amateur Radio Operators. To celebrate this occasion, a special event station will be on the air. More at pasola.org, P-A-S-O-L-A.org. Now for DX News, Elvira IV3FSG will be active as 5 Radio 8LH from Madagascar from the 1st of August to the 9th of September. Usually she operates SSB and digital modes in her spare time. QSL direct to IK2DUW. France, DJ0TP will be active again as TK stroke call sign from the main island of Corsica, EU014, until the 3rd of September. QSL via logbook of the world or via home call. John W5JON will be active as V47JA from St. Kitts, that's NA104, until the 7th of August. He'll operate SSB and FT8 on the HF bands and 6 metres. QSL via logbook of the world or direct only to W5JON. Now for contest news, this weekend is the RSGB IOTA or Islands on the Air contest. It runs for 24 hours until 1200 UTC today the 31st, using CW and SSB 3.5 to 28 megs bands. Where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report serial number and IOTA reference. Today the 31st, the UK Microwave Group's 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, using all modes, exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. It's followed by the all mode 144 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is same, signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, it's the 144 megs FT8 activity contest running from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Exchanges your report and four character locator. Saturday, it's the 144 megs low power contest that runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator, and your two letter postcode. The EUHF Championships also take place on Saturday, the 6th of August. It runs for 24 hours and uses CW and SSB, 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is signal report and the last two digits of the year you were first licensed. Next Sunday the 7th, the 432 megs low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and your two letter postcode. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We've had a week of lower solar flux indices, they write, despite a smooth sunspot number in the 50s. The sunspots we have been relatively small and pretty inconsequential. The week started off with an SFI of 107 but then declined to 98 by Thursday. The good news is we have had a relatively settled geomagnetic conditions after a wobble in the weekend due to high-speed solar wind streams. Other than sporadic E events, the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 km has struggled to get above 18, or sometimes 21 megs during the daytime, but as we've said before, nighttime MUFs have remained seasonally high, topping 14 megs over a 3,000 kilometre path most nights. Next week, as we enter August, we can expect more of the same. The solar flux index is predicted to rise slightly to perhaps 115 by next weekend. But the prediction is also for more unsettled geomagnetic conditions, with a maximum KP index of 4 this weekend and again later in the week. This is most likely due to a high-speed solar wind from coronal holes once again. So best of luck with the IOTA contest this weekend, which will probably be dominated by operators on 20 metres, with occasional ease opening on the higher bands. Now for VHF and up. There have been some fleeting signs of continuing sporadic e-season, but events are not so commonplace in the second half of the summer. This means being alert to the typical operating windows, which traditionally are early or mid-morning and again late afternoon or early evening. At the heart of these events will usually be a weather feature such as a jet stream, whose turbulence creates a wave motion in the atmosphere that can cause varying wind flows in the E region, some 100 kilometres above the weather, and are a big contributor to the formation of E's. In this coming week, the jet streams are very limited, so it's not looking favourable for major E events. The weather pattern shows lows near the northwest of Britain, driving fronts across the north, and at the same time precluding the development of tropo, since it does not allow the development of high-pressure streams. However, conditions in the south are a bit more supportive, so there could be occasional tropo, especially over sea paths around the UK. There is a hint that the second half of the week we'll see the development of a large high moor generally over the UK, so that's the time for tropo to shine. The other modes, such as rain scatter, are not looking too strong, since the frontal cloud bands tend not to be as effective as heavy thunder clouds, but it's always worth checking for aurora and meteor scatter as we move into August and within reach of the broad peak of the Perseids meteor shower. It's a good week for EME, with positive moon declination until Tuesday and falling path losses, but we are still more than a week from perigee. 144 megs sky noise is low, but slowly increasing all week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.